Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How to help people next level, like becoming a nurse, might be more accessible in the future. 92.5 WBEE.
Yeah, and I don't know if this sparked discussions last night in your house. It kind of did ours. The State of the State address, Hochul laid out a whole bunch of plans. One of them is for the higher education of 25 to 55 year olds who haven't been to college to go back to college free of charge for nursing. Some of the things that we're really lacking. Obviously, we're short on nurses. We're short on teachers. As baby boomers age, there's a lot retiring, and we don't have enough to fill that gap. So she says, all right, we'll pay your tuition, your books, other costs, and send folks back to school so we can fill some of these things. And I'm like, what an opportunity.
Heck yeah.
I mean, I know nothing's free. I know. I'm not here to do that argument because, of course, it comes from our tax dollars. But the fact is that 25 to 55 year olds, that's a point in life where you can't really get in more debt. Like going back to college, you know what I mean? It's just not really very doable in today's economy.
But we need the manpower. We need
we have to have teachers.
Yes, and nurses. And so I hope she's able to get that passed. I think that'd be great. I'd consider going and being a nurse. You think I'd be a good nurse?
I think you would have great bedside manner.
Thank you.
Very positive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
You would. I would be a terrible nurse. I would be, because I have a hard time sugarcoating stuff, and I kind of tell you how it is, and it's a flaw with me, and I don't know that I'd be okay with being a nurse. I would try my best, though, like everything else in life. I'd try like heck to be good at it.
It would have to be a team effort, TJ and myself, nursing.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, you know, the Band-Aids, the cuts.
Right,
helping people
right.
who are choking.
But just don't say anything,
yeah,
TJ.
Yeah. Shh. Let me give it to him a little soft. Let me gently tell him what's going on.
Don't tell him
here.
It doesn't look good for them.
No.
When I worked at a nursing home, everyone was there. I was working as a receptionist, and so many people, you should go on to nursing. You should go on to nursing. And my mom is a director of nursing.
Yeah.
And she was always like, I've never encouraged Hope to pursue this career. And I was like, you know what? I'm here to help you with the good time, not with the long time. Tell Ooh. You some jokes.
And then I'm out.
All right, the professionals come in now.
I'm done. Like the people who actually know how to care for you.
You're the opening band is what you are.
Yeah.
Warming them up. Put them in a good mood. All right, let's hope the governor can make that happen. I love the idea. That is Post Malone and Blake Shelton. So who's the biggest party animal in country music, Blake?
I used to think I could go pretty hard back in the day. Nobody I've ever met has anything on Post Malone. I mean, he is living a stereotypical country song every day of his life.
Wow. That's kudos from Blake. Blake saying, you are the biggest party animal, Post Malone. We got to hang with him. 92.5 WB, TJ Bowe, producer Hope at your B Morning Coffee Club. Glad you could join us this morning. We're here for you, spreading the good vibes, getting ready for the Bills. Let's go, Bills. And Hope, who usually stays away from predictions and stuff, you've got a theory about this game, and it's good news for the Bills Mafia.
Yes. So, don't know if you saw, because I know that you don't love the Chiefs, but Patrick Mahomes just welcomed a new baby. So,
I did see that, yeah.
My theory is he's going to be sleep deprived and he's not going to be playing well. And then the Chiefs are going to lose their game. Bills are moving through.
They're going to win.
Division champs.
Okay. All right.
It's my prediction.
I like that theory. I was, you know, there was a lot of Wee Bills fan who've been watching her about ready to pop. And it was called the bye week baby. They were waiting for the bye week baby. And I was like, what if it's not a bye week baby? What if she keeps it, you know, holds on to the baby until right in the middle of the game with the Bills. And all he's doing is worrying about if his wife's in labor without him or not. And then boom, he gets the call and boom, he's got to go. And then we win. That was the scenario going through my mind. I'm not going to lie. But I'm glad everyone's good.
All right. Well, that can't happen because she did have the baby.
Correct.
By the way, the little daughter named Golden. Golden.
Golden?
Now, Golden. And his other kids are Sterling and Bronze. Patrick Mahomes went all metal names there. I knew one Sterling growing up. I've never known a Bronze. And I don't know a Golden.
I mean, there's Goldie Hawn.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected. Thank
you.
There's
Goldilocks, but Golden?
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, but Goldie could be a nickname for Golden.
Yeah, Bronze.
Hmm.
No. Is that setting the expectations too high for your kid right away? Like, is that just telling your kids, I will not, I mean.
Is Bronze always going to feel like they're in third place compared to Golden?
I mean, Eventually they're going to figure out what silver, bronze, and gold mean.
Exactly.
And how one's better than the other.
Oh, baby names. We get creative. Maybe too creative. Sometimes we combine names to have one. Going to get into that next. WBEE. 92.5 WBEE, Rochester's new country. Baby names are interesting. Sometimes they get combined. Parents are like, we're going to create a name. It's never been done before. You had a teacher with the name?
Cavell.
Cavell.
And it came from her dad's name, Kevin. Her mom's name, Michelle. And they're like, you know what? What if we named her Cavell?
Oh, so it was a female teacher. Female teacher.
Yes.
Okay, Cavell. I wasn't sure. I thought it was a good guy's name, too. I get that. Either way, Cavell. Because the K is from Kevin. I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Michelle combined a name. Huh. Did you know anybody that combined any names?
I don't. That's pretty good, that Cavell thing.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't have even thought of that.
It's one of my favorite baby shower games when they take the names of the two parents.
Yes.
And they're like, can you combine these and make different names?
That's a good game. Letters.
Like, what if we did Bo and Hope? Bope? Bope? Is that a name? Cool. I'm just saying what I have to work with here.
Boho?
Well.
Boho Show?
Yeah. Okay, I see you flowing there. I think Bope would be more politically correct, though. I'm just saying.
Well, it doesn't have to have the entire... Boho would still work.
Listen, let's stick with Cavell. We're going sideways there.
You asked her.
Yeah, okay. Do you know anybody? Is it a coworker? You're looking at him right now. Should I call in? Yeah, let us know. They have an unusual name. A great name. But it was combined because of their parents. Let us know. All right, Cavell, the name. Kevin, Michelle, the combination. It intrigued us to say, if we were to combine names, what would we create?
Now, I've got names for both of you. Bo and Celeste could have had a kid named Best.
Yeah.
Boom. Mic
drop. That's a good one.
That is a good one. Wow. And
for you two, I can't believe we didn't come up with Hobo, but
we said it backwards. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, TJ, T is short for my real name, which is Tammy. Mm-hmm. And then Steve. So,
Steve, Tammy, Steamy.
I'm not naming a kid Steamy. Steamy?
Wow.
That's not a name.
Now I've got Diane and Jerry are my parents' names. So we could do like Diary.
Diary? That's
interesting.
Cool.
Interesting.
Still better than Steamy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you have something better?
No.
I'm going to call
Stammy.
Stammy.
Teeve.
Teeve.
Tave.
I taught a putty tat.
Yeah. 92.5 WB. I'm calling my son John John. You're now known as Best. Finding names, you get really creative to create a new name.
This texter saying Carther. It's Kevin and Arthur put together. Carther. Oh. Sounds like King Arthur. Carther.
It's true, it does.
This texter, my girlfriend named her son Colden from Nicole and Brandon.
I like those two. Wow. Maybe there's a thing to combining names to create one. Maybe that's a new trend in 2025. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
So it's funny. It's not an actual name of a person. It's the name of our company. So I worked for a company that was named after the husband and wife, Gordon and Isabel. It's called Gorbel.
Gorbel.
Oh, I've heard of Gorbel locally. I didn't realize that was where the name came from.
Yes, Gorbel. We're in Victor. We've been open since 1977, and it's a great company to work for, a great family company. And it was funny you guys were talking about that. I was just like, okay, well, it's not an actual person's name, but it's a company's name. So,
hey, that works too. What kind of company is it? What do you do?
We are overhead material handling company.
Okay, perfect.
Sounds so European.
Cranes, inside warehouse, the cranes and everything, so...
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
DJ.
Gorbel.
Oh, they must be from Europe. No, yeah. It's his name.
It's